Dreamscape presents The Language of Silence by Peggy Webb, narrated by Nicole Poole. Part 1. The tigers of wrath are wiser than the horses of instruction. William Blake, The Marriage of Heaven and Hell. 1. It was the blackbirds that first told Ruth something was wrong. At exactly the stroke of noon, they landed in the cornfield and commenced eating her corn as if they'd been the ones to stand in 100-degree heat and chop the weeds out with a hoe. In 80 years, she'd put up with many injustices, but she'd be damned if she was going to stand in her kitchen mixing cornbread in a stone bowl while a bunch of black-feathered demons deprived her of a whole crop of corn. She jammed on her calico bonnet, then hoisted a soup pot and a clean wooden spoon and raced out her door, spry as any Ozark woman 20 years her junior, and she'd box your ears if you said different. Don't ever tell Ruth Gibson she's too old to live by herself. She aims to live to 100, all alone, thank you very much, and Lord help the man who tries to stop her. Not that one would. The only men she's ever allowed on her farm are her granddaddy, God rest his soul, and Ray Boy Turner, who has been taking care of her place for might nigh 50 years. If Ruth has any say in it, and she plans to have plenty, Ray Boy will be there another 50. The screen door popped shut behind her, sounding like somebody had shot off a double-barreled.